You're back inside my fix-it-up life, or should I say, my flipped-over life.
Oh, it's not flipped over.
Sure it is.
No, I think you probably want to flip our house, but you can't flip our house.
I bought this house originally to flip it.
And then you fell in love.
Oh, then I fell in love, and it fell in love with me.
You know what? I've never actually seen that storyline happen for the Flip Men, who we have on the line right now.
Yes, we are joined.
Yeah, but you're having it.
Yeah! Doug Clark and Mike Baird, the Flip Men from Spike TV. How are you doing, guys?
We're doing really good. We're great.
Well, I am really excited to talk to you guys because I've been catching your show, and you guys, I my stomach just like turns watching you guys go and like find a house and then like not knowing what you're getting yourselves into.
Yeah, like how much Alka-Seltzer?
As long as we've been doing it, we're sometimes in the same boat. You know, you'd think it would get old after a while, but it absolutely does not.
Yeah, Mark was just saying, how much Alka-Seltzer do you guys go through? Or do you, like, you just have, like, stomachs of steel now?
We just have a propensity for disaster. And literally, though, it's, you know, we know value. And because of that, we're very, very comfortable. We build in the margins typically for a problem, and problems do happen. But, you know, I mean, compared to the boring way of buying real estate, it's kind of fun. You know, get you up early in the morning, and you never know what you're going to get that day.
Well, for serious, I mean, it blows my mind that, you know, I can see why you guys have a TV show on Spike and that they renewed it, and you guys, your new season's going to come out this summer on Spike TV. So are you filming right now?
No, we're not filming right now. We are really, really excited about the season two. We're going to be filming in just a couple of weeks now. We'll start mid-April. We'll shoot for a couple of months, and then we're hoping to begin to air once again in July. But absolutely, we have some neat stuff in store and hoping to top whatever we were able to deliver on season one.
That is so cool.
But you know what's great about what you're talking about is, like, you have no idea what's coming down the pike. Because you're buying these houses
that's
sight unseen.
Part of, that's the exciting part about it, is you kick open that door, and I think that's one of the most exciting parts for Doug and I personally, is you never know if you've got Christmas morning staring at you or if you have a complete nightmare. And, you know, Spike tends to like the nightmares, and we just have to deal with those just as well and then get it back on the market.
Now, Mike, I read your bio, and that you have four kids.
And that's right.
And you have a wife. And, like, what do they do? How does your wife deal with your life, like, the whole thing? Like, you have bought and sold 500 investment properties. Like, did she say, I don't want to even want to hear about what you're doing all day long? Or is she, like, excited about the whole thing, too?
You know, she's pretty excited about it. At the same time, I have been doing it for a while, so she kind of just rolls her eyes. You know, there was one episode, season one, where we pulled a skunk out of the vent. And I, for one reason or another, I just forgot. I didn't tell her about it. So she's sitting there watching the episode for the first time with me live, and I'm pulling this skunk out of there. And she's like, are you kidding me? Like, you seriously found that? You never told me about it? And I'm like, you never asked. Well, I didn't tell you about it, kind of a thing. But every day is a little bit of a crazy adventure for sure.
Oh, my goodness. You know, I would say to my husband, if I saw something like that, I'd be like, honey, did it bite you? Do you need to get a shot? You know, like.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot that I pulled a rodent out of a chimney.
I'm sorry. That wasn't on my checklist of things to ask you.
Yeah, it's this big thing. It's this big thing. I'm like, honey, how am I supposed to tell you? You never asked me. I will say one other thing. She's being very, very particular about what shoes I wear inside the house. Like, every shoe that I have now, I pretty much leave outside because, you know, she's seen me now step on cockroaches and walk, you know, through some stuff that isn't so pleasing. So she has gotten more particular in that regard in the last couple of months, thanks to the show.
Oh, that is really fun.
Now,
Doug, I read that you're a pilot, too. Are you still flying?
Yeah, I actually was a commercial airline pilot for about 10 years. And, you know, I mean, really, my story is, you know, prior to buying my first foreclosure with Mike, the only thing I knew about real estate is I used to get paid to fly over it. I mean, I had no experience whatsoever. but I went down, I saw an auction for the first time, and I could not believe what went on every single day. And it just captured me. I'd never seen anything that exciting. And, you know, the nice thing about a foreclosure is it's instantaneous. I mean, we wake up, we scout 100 properties a day, and we try and buy one or two, but it's immediate. There's no waiting on banks or contracts or anything like that. So, you know, there is reasons we do it, but yeah, I had no background whatsoever other than, you know, I was just a lazy pilot.
Yeah, lots of pilots are lazy. Thanks for telling us that. Can you cancel my tickets to wherever in the hell I'm going?
Oh my goodness.
So
if you guys didn't already make me nervous watching your show, I'm more nervous now.
Yeah. There's a seat and I'm on the edge of it.
We have an effect on people.
Oh, that's funny. So in addition to the business side of this, which I have questions about, is there like an adrenaline side of this too that like keeps you going?
Oh, absolutely. The auction itself, in my opinion, it's an absolute drug. And sometimes, you know, you're down in the Vegas casinos, you're walking through these casinos at 3 a.m, and you're sitting there watching somebody just pull the lever over and over and over again. And that's exactly, I feel like, the disease that I have every day and showing up to this auction and going, I never know what's going to happen, you know, on this next property. Is there going to be a killer opening bid, or is it just going to be an unbelievable, clean, no-touch type deal that nobody else sees? But it's that same type of just somewhat addiction that you have for these deals, and not only hunting them, but buying them, and then just the challenge of trying to get it back on the market and make as much money as possible. So it's absolutely an addictive drug, and I think Doug and I have it really, really bad.
Now, if you guys, like when you go on vacation, if you ever go on vacation, and you're just, like, walking around and doing whatever, and you see a house, do you just, have you ever, like seen a property on vacation and wanted to go after it? You're both
That's
laughing.
A really good question.
You know, I think we have. I mean, literally, I was in St. Thomas, and every house I was driving by, I was thinking, how much value could I add to that? How cheap can I get that? I mean, literally, it is like that. Every time I go to Hawaii, I'm the same thing as, what could I get that house for? You know, we live, breathe, love real estate. And honestly, we believe in long-term holding as well. We have tons and tons of rental properties. We believe that is an excellent path to building your own retirement. And we do flip to kind of stay in business and give us the ability to pay for our living and to hold more properties. But we breathe, eat, sleep real estate every single day.
Oh, that's funny. You know, and I don't mean this to be a naive question, and I don't mean to be like asking your secrets and stuff, but is there like a specific business model that you guys have? You know, neighborhood A, you know, you can only sell a house for whatever, $300,000. Neighborhood B, it's only ever going to sell for this. So you go in, you know where your basement is, and you know where your roof is, like business-wise?
Yeah, I mean, really good question. I mean, first of all, what we tell people in a philosophy that I think is the core of what we do and what allows us to excel is that we invest in our local area. And when I say that is, you know, I get a lot of people calling me saying, hey, I got this great deal. We live in Salt Lake City. This is where we live. It's where our families are. But I get these people calling me saying, hey, I got this great deal in Timbuktu, and I got this great deal in Vegas or Phoenix or San Diego, all these places. And the reality of it is the only way we're able to do what we do is because we understand value in our specific geographic, which is, in our case, Salt Lake County. Now, we can just start in the entire county of Salt Lake. I mean, it's not a huge county. You can get from one end to the other end in about 30 minutes. But what we did is we started in a very, very specific small neighborhood. We got to know the value so well there that when a deal came up, we moved quickly on it. We paid cash for it. We were able to exploit that opportunity. As we began to grow, we kind of expanded our area. And now, kind of the entire county of Salt Lake is where we tend to do business in. We do not typically go outside of that unless it's some sort of crazy type deal. But, you know, the key is understanding value in your specific marketplace, and then over time doing enough deals so you really understand as well enough. And that's the key. I mean, there's some auction properties that come up, and you're sitting there, and you are literally buying completely sight unseen. However, you have done a property maybe 2 or 3 minutes away or a couple of blocks away, so you have that point of reference to somewhat go off of, and that's helpful. It's not complete information by any means, but the incomplete information, that's where the opportunity lies. And if you can learn to exploit that, that's where the real money's made.
Wow.
Now, you must have, over the course of all these investments, built up an A team of people that you can call. Like, if it's doomsday, you go in there, and I think I saw this one. You had to kick in the basement window to get in because there were no keys. And you got in there, and it was full of water.
Yeah.
That was an awful morning, and we do have an excellent team. I mean, we have done the real number is close to about 1,000 properties in Salt Lake that we flipped. And over that, most of our team has been with us for about 8 years. I mean, they're just people. They are excellent. They know the product we need. They know the look we're going for. And that really has been the core. That was our brilliance. We built the right team and the right contractors. You've probably seen Sini on the show. So many people think that Sini is just an actress or something. She was with Mike before I was with Mike, almost a decade ago. So she is our foreman. She runs all the crews. Our team is fantastic. It's just a turnkey machine, and we put a property in the front. It comes out the back, pretty much the same model every single time. And it's a very good way to make a business or a hobby or to get an extra rental property. However someone wants to get started in real estate, you got to get the right team around you.
Now, we just have about a minute left, but I want to know, like, in your personal lives and in your own homes, has this whole, your whole drive for this business, has it affected the way that you fix up your house and the way that you, you know, create spaces in your home, thinking this whole, like, you know, I don't know, you're like hunters, you're like real estate hunters.
Yeah, you know what? It's interesting you bring that up because my wife watches some of these shows again, and I hate to keep bringing it up, but she keeps saying, well, honey, that looked really good in that investment property you did. How come we don't do it like in our place? You know, I really like that paint color, you know? So, yeah, it is fun to be able to kind of experiment and do a lot of different creative things on some of these investment properties. And then, yeah, to somewhat implement them a little bit in our primary residences. But, you know, the business is one thing, and that's profitable. And to always have these tools that we've been able to kind of put in our back pocket and use on a personal level has certainly been fun.
That is so cool.
Well, we have to put this in our back pocket because we have to take a break. Check out Flip Men on Spike TV.